Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's all I got left. All I ran a Bowie song this morning.
What's you doing there playing pussy Christmas music?
This is an amazing piece of history. Bing Crosby and David Bowie. And Bing Crosby Christmas Special 1977. I realize it's not Christmas. We lost David Bowie last night. Bing Crosby died a week after the song, I believe.
Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
I read an article about that. David Bowie was a young rock star thinking it was uncool, but his mom loved Bing Crosby. So he said, I'll do it.
Bing didn't think it was going to work either.
No, he didn't either.
Apparently Bing's daughter or something talked him into
said
it.
Said Bowie's good.
I don't know.
So Bowie's mom talked him into working with the old guy, and Bing's daughter talked him into working with the young guy.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So neither of them wanted to be there.
And then they beat the hell out of Gary. Sorry. I want cable guy to call in and tell that one.
And from time to time, we'll play some music that involves what we're talking about on the show.
Yeah, we don't have a format here on the show. It's talk. We lost David Bowie last night. Cancer, 69. Did not know he was sick.
Got a note on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We played L. King song.
We're going all top 40 now.
Because we played L. King, who is Rob Schneider's daughter, who has a top 40 hit out.
We played 20 seconds of it. Yeah. And by the way, this is a talk show. Yeah. We don't have a format.
We can play whatever music we want.
Right.
Speaking of music, Craig, I don't know if there's a misprint here, but you might want to check into this. That Puddle of Mud guy.
Oh, Wes Scanlon. Yeah.
He's still partying?
He's in trouble again.
Lot,
man. Yeah.
My favorite one was when he was riding the baggage carousel in Vegas, right?
Denver.
That was Denver.
Denver. That's right. Yeah. That game's in Denver.
According to MSN, let's see. He was arrested. You got the story from...
I do have the story.
Do you have the one from MSN?
I don't have the one from MSN. I have the one from TMZ.
All right. There may be conflicting reports then.
Okay.
All right. You tell me what you got. I'll tell you what I got here.
Who goes first?
You go first.
Okay. Jesus. TMZ says that Wes Scanlon tried to go home to a house that he lost in foreclosure last year.
Oh, man.
TMZ actually got some video of him being arrested from this place on Saturday. And in the video, you can hear him say, come on, this is my house, man.
What's his name again?
Wes Scantlin.
Scantlin.
S-C-A-N-T-L-I-N.
Paragraph
now,
I have here.
He says
is
that
Puddle of Mud frontman Wes Scantlin was arrested in Los Angeles on Saturday for vandalizing a hoe in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
H-O-E. So I don't know if it was a lawn implement or if there are actually hoes that frequent the Hollywood Hills.
Neither is mentioned in the TMZ story. They say that he appears to have used a hatchet to smash a window, allegedly trashed audio equipment.
Now, they're a KC band originally.
Surveillance
they live out there.
Cameras and an alarm system while inside the home.
Well, certainly
this in L.A.?
He did not hurt the hoe with a hatchet.
Well, right, apparently, he's worth...
Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, his net worth is $500,000, but he might be not worth that anymore if he's already foreclosed on, you know.
He had a couple of buddies with him, too. So he was booked for vandalism. The two other people were booked for trespassing.
They still touring, Puss, that band?
Well, that's when he got arrested at DIA and at the Milwaukee airport. That's what they were out on tour stops.
He'd be a fun guy to hang around and then just take off, you know, right before you know he's going to get in trouble.
Exactly.
That'd be all the time.
Might not just hang out at all.
Hanging out with him is hanging out with him right before he's going to get in trouble.
So Star Wars still won the
weekend.
But
you know
weekend.
How some kids are.
Oh, yeah.
Some kids have that escapability. They manage to sneak out of the situation right before all the trouble goes down.
Yeah, Star Wars won.
Star Wars still won. The Revenant still brought in 38 mil in its first week.
Man, I'm watching. Have you ever seen the show? It's actually not a bad show. It's typical, but the characters are unredeemable, which is funny because the show is called Undateable. Have you seen it? It's a comedy. They do it live every week now.
Oh, really?
Whatever. It's fairly funny. It's a bunch of young people at a bar. They're all nuts. Younger, like 30s and 40s. I mean, 20s, 30s, that age. But the one dude on the live show last week kept going blowing spoilers on TV. He goes, they show him sitting in the Star Wars movie. He said, why don't you go see Star Wars? They do a little side. He's sitting in the Star Wars movie. He goes, I can't wait for this movie, especially because Harrison Ford dies. They do that. And then later on in the same show, he's in the bar and he goes, and because this is a live audience, so the crowd's reacting with in real time. They're filming this little sitcom in real time. And then one of them, he says, hey, by the way, at the end of that Making of Murder, he's still guilty. And they're doing it right on network TV. It's great, man.
Oh, yeah. The brunette from Rules of Engagement.
She's in that now,
yeah,
too. Okay.
I do recognize
that's
that.
That's an NBC show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny, though. It's a pretty funny show.
But it's done live?
It's done live every week now.
Okay.
Live every week. And you can feel it. They're kind of like giggling through it, but they're going through the lines. It's pretty good, man. Chicks are hot on it.
Yeah.
That's key.
So they
you know who's in that, Craig? I know you watched it. You know the lead actress in Good Luck Charlie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was a good looking girl.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's an adult now.
Oh.
And she's on that show.
Oh.
In tight jeans telling adult jokes.
Oh. Oh.
It was a kid's show, but this girl was not a kid when Craig and I watched it.
No, she wasn't.
She was at least 18.
At least.
Yeah.
Not a reality show though. Scripted?
This is scripted. Undateable is scripted. You'd recognize all the actors on it. Some of them you would recognize.
Well, I ran across an article, and it has to do with a subject that we've dealt with on the show before. However, the name doesn't sound very good. It's called butt chugging.
Oh, you put vodka down there so they can't breathe it at work?
Involve the vodka?
For instance.
Yeah.
Or alcohol of any sort.
Might have to check with my pharmacist again on this one tomorrow.
Yeah,
bend you over and shove some vodka in your ass.
The main draw to butt chugging is it doesn't go through any filters.
Right through your blood system, right?
And it gets people drunk faster and more intensely than regular drinking if you are using alcohol.
Does it hurt?
This could be a problem.
I ask puss.
That's a good question.
Hashtag Craig helping.
If we put a funnel in your butt, puss, and throw a shot of vodka in there, would that hurt?
He doesn't need a funnel.
I'm guessing it'll burn.
The funnel might hurt.
Yeah.
Greg said you'll need a funnel.
That's a perfect
Okay, if we just dump a shot of vodka in your ass,
perfect.
We don't need a funnel. You're right.
There's a bunch of nerves in that part of your body. That's a perfectly sensible question.
You know what I almost did the other day? Because I have Visine in the morning when I'm waking up, and I grabbed it, and it was dark in the bathroom, and I almost poured a little small travel bottle of Scope in my eye.
Oh!
Almost. I mean, because I was like out of it anyway,
right.
And the lid on my Visine bottle is always on anyway, so I unscrewed it.
Yeah.
And I went to go like this, and I realized it was that little bottle of Scope.
Okay, we got to go with your kids.
This from the same guy who used the ass itch cream for toothpaste.
I did.
You need to pay attention in the bathroom.
Well, I got everything laying right
Seriously,
there in the sink.
Man.
I got to move stuff around.
Turn on the lights. Open up your eyes.
I don't like the lights on in the morning.
We got to talk to Becky and ever switch that out again so we get a story sometime this week. So I can't imagine that alcohol, if it's going into your intestines, doesn't sting.
Well, the only one I've ever seen live is when we're going to talk to him. Steve O's going to be in the studio, right?
A couple weeks, yeah.
Steve O's going to be here in the studio a couple weeks. And Steve O did a butt chug and beer, but it all popped right back out because it was too much. That's a horrible scene. One of the jackasses.
Okay, but still, it's there to hurt.
I want
to
ask you, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we can get to an answer in the next 5 minutes.
He doesn't need a funnel.
Now, the point of the butt chugging story.
Oh, yeah, people are going to call.
Is that
They've
the kids
it.
Nowadays are not just butt chugging the alcohol.
What else you got?
Todd's thinking about shoving that tramadol up his ass.
What all you got?
Well, now, according to the Racket Report, teens who want to experience a different type of high are taking this trend to a different level by butt-chugging cough syrup.
All right. Hang on. We got Jason here, who is an EMT in McPherson, Kansas. What's up, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
So have you, I was an EMT.
Have you seen this, or you know what it does to you?
I have not personally seen it, but I have talked to other EMTs and paramedics that have had to do that.
Yep.
And when somebody's in a diabetic issue and they go unconscious and can't swallow,
yeah,
a honey bear in the bunghole, you got a sweet bunghole.
Oh, I got
pulls
them
out of it.
Oh,
yeah,
you shove honey in their butt?
Well, yeah, those little honey bears.
Yeah. Honey bears, yeah.
Yep. It pulls them out of it.
So obviously the nerves down there are pretty sensitive. That's what Puss says, right?
Yeah, and they absorb a lot. So I'm thinking a shot of alcohol, it'd be like drinking, I don't know, fifth.
Man. Yeah. All right, we're going to try
Wait,
that.
Now, is it just air or is there honey in there?
No, the honey, the sugar.
Oh, no, it's honey.
The sugar.
It's the honey.
The sugar gets right in the guy's system so the diabetic doesn't die because they can't put it in their mouth, right?
So it plugs them up that way.
All right. Well, that's what vodka would do to you then, too.
Interesting.
That might wake your ass up. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
So the kids are now butt-chugging cough syrup. It turns out that the DXM, what's in there, the cough suppressant that's in the Robitussin and the Dimetapp, produces an almost hallucinogenic high when chugged in large doses.
Come on, kids,
to a loss of motor control, dizziness, seizures, and hallucinations, among other serious problems.
I don't want any of those.
So instead of just taking it orally, if you really want that to be in effect, apparently butt-chugging is the proper way to do
this
it.
This is human nature, though. This is going to go on till
I realize it is.
The end of time.
But we can warn our kids not to butt-chug.
It's human nature.
Anything
right.
with that.
To consume.
Tell my kids today, whatever you do, don't butt-chug
anything.
They're catching a buzz on. Try it a little differently.
Either one of them.
Listen,
no matter
Dad,
what, how they
come
turn
on,
out.
Dad. I just learned how to snort with my ass. Give me a chance.
Kids, I don't want you shoving anything in your butt.
Because that's what's going to happen. You know, Jimmy learned to snort with his ass, and he's taught us all how to do cocaine.
No, you can breathe that way.
And then you'd say, don't do that. Somehow, you'd have to get through to him. But no, somebody's going to die by snorting through something through their ass.
Snorting whiskey.
Someday in the
drinking
next...
Drinking cocaine.
I predict that will happen within the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people already signed up for Obamacare
is
exceeding government predictions for 2016. Over 11 million Americans have enrolled so far, including about 4 million people under 35.
It's already ruined 350 million jobs.
No, he's actually improved the lives of a lot of people, and it's working. Petey Mac just checked in. He's in for the butt chugging. he texts me. I just get this Petey Mac. I'm in. We know Petey's going through some tough times.
It's quite possibly the biggest
failure.
He's lobbied
right for us, man.
Since Nazism in the United States.
No, it's not. I read an article the other day that the medical doctors like it. It's working. There are some bugs and it needs to be helped out a little bit.
Yes,
but not get rid of.
The insurance companies need more young people,
right, to sign up.
Yeah, they do.
I read a different
article.
By the way,
it's not called free health care. You do got to pay for it a little
and
bit.
And you're completely wrong.
Yeah. I know I'm not, actually.
It's supposed to be free.
My father-in-law is alive because of it. I know a lot of people that have
Everybody
benefited
I
from
know
Obamacare.
Who has a job gets free health care.
If your kids are still on your health insurance and are below 26 and you're a big right-wing Republican, thank you, Obamacare, because you can keep on your insurance.
What about you? Do you pay for your health care?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't.
Yeah.
Rick.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
We had a buddy do the butt-chugging thing.
What kind of alcohol?
Jim Beam.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It went down. His girlfriend did it to us while we were all on the floor crying, laughing.
Okay, how much?
She did it to him while you guys all watched.
How much?
Oh yeah, we tried to watch. We couldn't wipe the tears away fast enough to see what happened.
Yeah, that's pretty.
How much? Where are we talking? A fifth?
Oh no, it was the big bottle.
Oh my
giant.
God! Are you kidding me?
Well, that could kill somebody.
He got all of it in, and then when she pulled it out of him, majority of it came out.
Okay, but still, though, some of it had to get into his system.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because about 5 minutes later, I walked back downstairs, and I said, how you feeling? He goes, dude, I feel like I just drank an entire, like, six bottles of that, and I can barely see.
By the way, I hate to impugn your friend, but what kind of woman does that in front of all his buddies?
Yeah. Well, who... Why wouldn't
you? Well, this is why you don't bet on NFL football. You lose bets.
Good answer.
My only question is that covered under Obamacare? Yeah. You know, if you get a butt-chugging trauma.
You know, thanks, man.
Butt-chugging trauma
well,
is
like
covered.
Well, like I said, in the scene from Jackass, one of the Jackass movies, when
I want to know if they're
they
all...
shove a, they shove a whole bottle of beer in Steve-O's butt. He's got a, it's hurts for a while, and they plunge it. Remember?
Yeah,
they plunge it. But we're talking about a shot. Don't put a whole, don't get your Skinnered on and put some whiskey in your ass.
And then don't try and jump in and make sure you don't waste any.
Oh,
just
no.
Let it go.
I would watch that though. Hey, we get somebody to do it to Petey, and we'll all watch. Not in the studio. That'd be wrong. Actually, it's going to be wrong wherever it's happening.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do that.
Please.
Yeah. Yes, we did run out of Bowie songs in the computer. Somebody asked me about that. Did you run out of Bowie songs? Yes, I did. We love it. I like a ton of Bowie songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently we've run out of conventional ways to...
get drunk.
Right.
Right.
Catch a buzz. Mm-mm.
Apparently, Bloomberg is considering an independent run for president.
Do you think they just come back around and kind of make a cycle? Oh, these kids were crazy. They were drinking shots upside down.
Yeah. I read that Bloomberg is mad at both sides. Who's he draw votes from? Both sides? I mean, more than the other. He's afraid of Trump and he's afraid of Hillary. He didn't like Hillary, he didn't like Trump. But he's also, he would be an independent from the Northeast. And the South doesn't care.
That's tough.
Yeah, so I read that story, but too, I'm thinking, who's he pull votes from? Probably both sides.
Yeah. So the mom of the fugitive affluenza teen drunk driver's back in court today, finding out how much it'll cost for her to get out of jail.
By the way, she was bitching about her jail conditions with her sheriff.
Yeah. He had to explain to her that it was not a spa.
No. Yeah.
A resort.
Right. Nor is it, it's not even a, are they in back in Texas now?
She is.
Okay. So that would be a first world problem.
Yeah.
But down in Mexico, that's not a first world problem. Because you're probably living in some asshole if you're in Mexico.
A jail, yeah.
In jail.
Emergency rooms are treating a rising number of kids for sports injuries. A new study found the number of cases involving children from the ages of 5 to 18 increased every year from 01 to 013. Most of the serious injuries linked to, and this is an easy one, football, soccer, baseball, basketball.
Yep. That's all of them.
Yep.
Yep. So, more people. Well, the hockey's not in there.
Well, they're doing it too much. It's just too long. Every sport is too long, and they go and they lay. We used to end a sport, and like maybe a week or two later, you might start another one. But you know, I'm involved in that heavily right now, and the sports overlap.
And
football's going on, basketball happens. We're practicing baseball now, and also riders on a basketball team.
Hockey's probably not included because a lot of the country probably doesn't do that.
Right, exactly. But there's a lot of hockey lasts forever too. Real expensive sport.
I realize every.
I know some hockey parents.
Every part of the country does.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe not to the extent that they would have.
The other sports. Yeah.
Lamar Odom has been moved to a specialized rehab clinic undisclosed Los Angeles location.
Is he special? You know what I'm talking about? What's the story on this dude?
He's not 100%.
He went down in October. This is an old story.
Yeah, apparently that doctors determined he'd improved enough to begin the next phase in his recovery.
I mean, is he drooling? Is his brain there? We don't know. Doesn't sound like it, does it?
Yeah, he will visit TMZ says he's going to visit this rehab daily to work on his walking, to work on his talking, to work on his reading, and to work on his writing.
See, daily is not good.
No.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, to work on your reading and writing.
And arithmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not get overboard.
That's true.
Arithmetic's down the road.
Yeah,
sure. But they said in just a couple of days, you should be able to bypass Dexter Manley.
Yep.
Oh, when it comes to reading and writing.
So, I do apologize, and you know, I say some things that I don't think
He's probably better at them now.
So they set the bar really low.
Yeah.
first,
he's at the Dexter Manley level of reading.
First, if you meet the Dexter Manley challenge, you get to move on to the next one.
I think it's between kindergarten and first grade is a Dexter Manley level.
It is. Yep. Yeah. A lot of your parents have probably just been through that.
The Dexter Manley challenge. I love that.
Yeah, my daughter's in first grade. She actually just passed that right before Christmas break.
She did. Good for her.
The Dexter Manley challenge test. We celebrated all Christmas break.
Oh, good.
It's a milestone.
Out of Harrisburg, PA.
She seemed way beyond it when she visited me in the hospital the other day.
She's a good reader.
Out of Harrisburg, PA, there was a fire at a crematorium there.
Well, that's what they're for.
Well, yeah, but this one got out of hand.
Yeah.
Fire crews had to be called to
fire crew.
To the East Harrisburg Cemetery after a 500-pound dead man caused an unusual amount of sparks and flames in the oven.
Man, that's fat.
Workers were taking care of the body when the fire erupted, but nobody was hurt. The fire was indeed contained to the building.
That's a grease fire right there.
Absolutely. And they got to have their little grease fire equipment going on.
You would think so, because there's probably a lot of fat people are getting cremated. Yeah. Because there's a lot of fat people.
Especially
there you go.
Right.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Old grease fire. Jesus.
It was also the guy's nickname.
Yeah. We lost
old grease fire.
Old grease fire.
We lost old grease fire.
And we lost David Bowie yesterday, but nobody having the Deadpool, so we didn't have to dwell on that. But that sucks. We lost David Bowie at 69. So feel free to for the stars out there for our Deadpool goals, you guys want to know when they have cancer, right?
Well, we'd prefer so that our sadness can be mitigated.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're thinking.
Yeah. I kind of think it's pretty cool when the stars get one over on you.
Later this week, J.R. Brown will be here. We're tweeting it at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook, and the
whole bit. Speaking of drinking out of your ass, snorting out of your ass, this guy's he's tried it all.
Petey Max in. We'll bring the vodka in tomorrow. Push, you bring that funnel back, all right?
We'll see.
Because you don't need it.
We'll see.
You don't need it. See you in the morning.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is property of EW Scripps. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved.